Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the wisdom we need from God. Many years ago, there was a pastor who had a staff member who was going through a very difficult time. She had had a stroke, and her husband had gone blind, and then he had to be taken to the hospital where, as far as they knew, he was going to pass away. The pastor saw the woman in church one Sunday and assured her that he was praying for her. She surprised him by asking, "What are you asking God to do?" And the pastor replied, "I'm asking God to help you and to strengthen you." "I appreciate that," she said, "but pray about one more thing. Pray that I'll have the wisdom not to waste all of this." You know, wisdom is something we all need, but we might underestimate just how much we need it. You and I need wisdom in our thinking, our words, our actions, and in planning our future. We need wisdom in our work, our ministries, and in our leadership. In fact, is there an area of your life in which you do not need God's wisdom? I don't think so. Thankfully, God has promised to give us wisdom if we ask. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you." When James says, "if you need wisdom," he is not suggesting that some have it together so well that they have no need of wisdom. In the Greek language, this is a conditional sentence, which implies that we all lack wisdom when we face difficult trials, but we don't always see our need for God's wisdom. And this brings us to a great point. To receive God's wisdom, we first have to recognize that we need it. We can live self-sufficient lives that leave God out of our decision-making, and this is a critical mistake. God wants to be right in the middle of our choices and our decisions. He wants to lead, guide, and direct our steps. He has given us His Word, the Bible, to be a daily resource that provides His wisdom. So let's see the value of godly wisdom. The world, our culture, and our society offers its version of wisdom that most often conflicts with God's wisdom. So let's begin to seek the wisdom of God. Let's begin to value God's point of view over our own. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 11 says, "For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her." And in Proverbs chapter 2 verses 1 through 6, Solomon says, "If you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. And if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom." It would be foolish for you and I to ignore and to reject the wisdom that God would give us. But as we know, this often happens to people. Intentionally and often unintentionally, we pay no attention to God's wisdom and act as if we know what we are doing. I think of it this way. When my daughters were young, I often spent Christmas morning assembling dollhouses and toys they had received as Christmas gifts, and some of them were quite complicated to put together. Had I not consulted the instructions, I would have left something out or assembled it incorrectly. With so many parts and pieces, the instruction manual was extremely helpful. God has given you and me an instruction manual for life. It is the Word of God. Wisdom comes from the Lord, and it begins when we look to God and His Word with awe, respect, and reverence. When God's Word becomes the final authority of your life, and when you make all of your decisions through the grid of God's Word, you'll begin to live in His wisdom. So let me ask you some questions. Who are you listening to? Your own wisdom, the wisdom of your friends, the wisdom of our culture, or the wisdom of God? And here's today's challenge. Let's recognize our desperate need for God's wisdom. Let's ask Him for wisdom and believe His promise that He will provide. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.